All right, just to be candid, I'm still incredibly worried about Kilmer Abrego-Garcia, and I'll explain exactly why. But right now is the time to double down, to be louder and continue applying pressure, because it worked. This tweet says, Trump and Bukele never would have let Van Hollen see Kilmer if they didn't feel the political pressure from the American people who are pissed about this man's due process being taken away. Don't tell me people don't care. And all of that pressure led to Senator Chris Van Hollen finally being granted access to meet with Kilmer after over a month of no proof of body. And while these photos are amazing and had me feeling very relieved and happy last night, I was very relieved. There's still an eerie feeling I get from this whole trip, from the response coming from MAGA and what's going to happen over the next few days to months. I think that there's still a lot we need to talk about and continue applying pressure. So if you want to help me double down and boost this message, make sure you drop a like and subscribe below. But let's start here. Senator Chris Van Hollen said, I said my main goal of this trip was to meet with Kilmer. Tonight, I had that chance. I have called his wife, Jennifer, to pass along his message of love. I look forward to providing a full update upon my return. And I'll tell you what I found especially eerie about these photos. But first, even when Van Hollen landed, I kind of got the vibes of when Congressman Leo Ryan visited Jonestown decades back. And I didn't expect it to be this crazy whatsoever. But I still got this eerie vibe, and if you didn't know, Congressman Leo Ryan was gunned down while boarding a plane leaving Jonestown on the Strip, so that is not what I was expecting, but I got similar eerie vibes. Then these photos came out, and yes, I was relieved, but I still got similar eerie vibes, and I can explain exactly why. Let's just start with this White House photo that I found so incredibly disgusting. On the left, it shows a grieving mother. Her daughter was killed by an undocumented immigrant. And it's like, yeah, get that immigrant. If there's a murderer who is here illegally and he killed a 12-year-old child, yeah, get him out. I'm not going to defend him. But then what the White House does is puts it next to Kilmer Abrego-Garcia and tries to imply that Trump has empathy for the victims while Democrats have empathy for criminals. But Kilmer Abrego-Garcia is not a criminal. This is the White House accounts being openly racist. Just because this dude has brown skin, they're saying that he's an MS-13 gang member. It is so incredibly gross to have a juxtaposed image with Senator Van Hollen meeting with someone who was being tortured, someone who got kidnapped, and try to say that talking to a wrongfully detained migrant is somehow equivalent to ignoring a crime. That's what he's trying to say right there, by the way. It only makes sense. This only makes sense if you view migrants as subhuman. This only makes sense if you believe that brown people don't deserve due process and that some people are beyond dignity. You guys get the implications they're drawing right there. They're trying to imply that Senator Chris Van Hollen somehow doesn't have empathy for victims. It's all disgusting, a disgusting distortion of events. And that's why I said this gets increasingly eerie. Now, I want to point out what Bukele said himself because it's kind of twisted. But first, let's go back to these photos. And I want to tell you what really started to creep me out last night as I thought about it more. So I remember first looking at these photos and being incredibly relieved, understandably so. I was like, all right, he's alive. That's good. He looks like he's in decent shape. But the thing is, they dressed him up in a bunch of really nice clothes, which is fine. You can put him in a button-up shirt and khakis. I understand that. But I was like, huh. They even gave him a baseball cap. That's really interesting that they gave him a baseball cap. They really were feeling friendly, huh? No, as I thought about it more, there are reports that the first thing that happens when you touch down at this prison is they shave your head against your will. So even though these photos are relieving, of course, there's still just an eerie vibe. They're covering him up with a baseball cap. They're using very selective photos. They only released 3 or 4 photos. I'm assuming Senator Chris Van Hollen is going to go into detail about what it was like. Were the conversations monitored? Was there security around there? Also, this begs the question, if El Salvador and the Trump admin really think Abrego-Garcia is a prominent MS-13 gang member, which he's not, why would they let this guy walk free? This undermines their entire argument. But again, their argument was never strong in the first place. They admitted themselves they illegally deported this man. But I mean, going back to the White House and the MAGA reaction to this is so incredibly gross. Just to be clear one more time, the tragedy that the woman experienced on the left has nothing to do with Kilmer Abrego-Garcia. He's not connected to that crime at all. He has no record. He has 0 charges. He has a court order saying he shouldn't be deported. He has a court order saying that he likely isn't a threat to this country. So I swear to you, the Trump admin is trying to play a slippery game here where they try to equate this mother's daughter who just got murdered to Kilmer Abrego-Garcia. It is a sick and twisted game. And even Bukele himself tweeted out, "I love chess." This one I found incredibly disgusting. So as Kilmer Abrego-Garcia was being walked back to CECOT, a prison that is known for only having one way out, and that one way out is death. So Bukele, for his part, decided to tweet and revel in this. He tweeted out, quote, "I love chess," which is incredibly annoying and Trumpian. He's acting as if this entire process, deporting a man against the law, ripping away from his family, holding him there, shaving his head, then parading him out for a photo op, was all some strategic geopolitical game. This isn't chess. He wasn't playing chess. He's doing the Trump thing where he throws darts at a wall and then afterwards draws the targets and act like they hit the target. It's like playing a chess game where the board is littered with the lives of people who were never even supposed to be pawns in the first place. And then he continues. He says, now that he's been confirmed healthy, he gets the honor of staying in El Salvador's custody. Again, do not fall for this whatsoever. The fact that MAGA supporters are even cheering this on is cruel and should be an escalation. How do I explain this? Last night, when these photos came out, a lot of people were treating it like the win, like it's over. We got the photos. He's alive. We're relieved. I disagree. I think this is only the first step of fighting back. I think we need to keep fighting until Kilmer Abrego-Garcia comes back. And I honestly am less relieved. I think the reaction from Trump supporters, from MAGA, has made this even more eerie and grim. I know I keep revisiting the word eerie, but that's what it is. There's no picture of him actually with bruises on his neck, but the photos themselves are eerie, the vibes of them. And the fact that Kilmer Abrego-Garcia, moments after these photos, was then sent back to CECOT. I mean, do you think when he got back to CECOT, they like let him keep his button-up shirt and cap? Or do you think they were like, get on the ground, give us your clothes, put on this jumpsuit, you are no longer somebody who's doing a photo op, you are now our prisoner again. So I guess to wrap this all up, yes, this is a win, but it's a temporary win. I think we still need to be pushing. Kilmer is still in custody. Bukele still says he will not let him go, no matter what. And when Bukele says he's earned the honor, or sorry, gets the honor of staying in El Salvador's custody, it's disgusting. This isn't due process. He got zero due process. This is not justice. This is state-sponsored cruelty dressed up as diplomacy. And now we see the media apparatus on full swing. So what's happening here is the full machinery of authoritarianism, the Trump admin, Caroline Levitt, all of the MAGA media pundits, propaganda images like these right here, and then Bukele comes out and says more. The message is very, very simple. We'll do what we want to whoever we want. The courts can't stop us. If you object, we'll smear you as weak, disloyal, or say that you're pro-criminal. So if you're still wondering how authoritarianism rises in developed countries, this is how. With well-lit photos, carefully worded captions that appeal to the dumbest minority, or maybe the dumbest part of the population. And the MAGA reaction just made it worse. I mean, I'm gonna end it off with this. Michael Knowles had a very disgusting tweet. So 2 days ago, he said, Senator Chris Van Hollen's heart wants what his heart wants. And this is a fake photo. This is an AI-generated photo that he made for some reason of Chris Van Hollen on a date with someone who genuinely does look to be a gang member. That's what Michael Knowles was going for. And again, this is pure racism. The only way that this would ever make sense is if you view every brown person or every single minority as somebody who's a part of a gang. Just wild. And look it. Notice the difference between this. Then Michael Knowles says, he did it. Chris Van Hollen actually did my meme. And he's trying to compare this real photo of them talking with emotion to this fake AI photo that he made up a few days ago. Again, you guys see the implication he's making here, right? He's trying to say that anybody who is brown or a migrant is subhuman, and it's wild. It's awful, and we'll leave it at that. Drop a like, subscribe to help boost this message. We'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.